Welcome to the Westview Church Podcast. Our vision at Westview is creating space for self and community to find rest in Christ. And we're thankful that today you've created space in your day to study God's Word together with us. If you'd like more information about Westview Church, find us on the web at www.westview.org. And for those of us who are sticking around in the worship center this morning or joining us online, we invite you at this time to grab your Bibles. We encourage you to bring your Bibles with you from home. If you don't have a Bible to bring from home, make sure you let me know. We'll get you a Bible right away. If you have the app on your phone, you can grab that as well. And you can pull that up, or at home, you can find your Bible at home or pull up another tab on your web browser and find our scripture passage today. We're going to be looking once again in the book of 1 Thessalonians. So jump into the New Testament, past Philippians, past Colossians, then we have 1 Thessalonians. We'll be in chapter 5, and we're going to be looking at just one verse this morning, verse 24. So 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 24, and I'd love for you to leave our scripture passage open as we read and as we study it here today. You know, really since the beginning of September, we here at Westview have been claiming something. We've been claiming that we are a recovering Christian community that is recovering Christian community. And we've been naming that the last 20 months or so have been trying for each and every one of us and for every organization in this world, from businesses to schools and to churches, and particularly trying in our relationships. You know, with any relationship, right, if there's just two people, those two people are different. There's no two people who are exactly the same. And so within a relationship, there's going to be always a healthy and inherent, you know, even tension, and that's okay. But that tension some of the discourse or the divisiveness that happens in relationships has been magnified over the last 20 months or so, maybe because of a pandemic or because of racial tension or because of reactions to mandates or because of political turmoil. I mean, you just kind of pick your poison right now. And all of that has heightened the differences to an unhealthy and really an unsustainable level within our relationships together. And no one is immune to this, even in the church. And this has affected our relationships as brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. And we here at Westview are simply wanting to name that. We're not going to shy away from that. That this is a reality that's happening amongst us, amongst our world. But we don't want to just stop there and name it. We want to seek God's guidance for how do we proactively move forward. That even though we are committed people to one another through Jesus Christ, there have been things that have brought discord and divisiveness and trouble. And so we are very much a Christian community that is in recovery. But we are proactively seeking to recover the essence of Christian community. What does it mean to live in God-honoring, healthy, edifying relationships with one another, building one another up as brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ? As we have sought this out, we have utilized the wisdom of the Apostle Paul here in 1 Thessalonians 5. And time again, Paul has given us critical aspects that we can apply to ourselves so that we can foster and develop and restore these relationships. The Apostle Paul has talked about things like just respecting each other and pursuing peace with one another. Things like encouraging one another to something greater and something more. Being kind and finding joy, praying for one another, and seeking gratitude in all sorts of circumstances. The Apostle Paul has talked to us about using our gifts and fanning them into flame for the betterment of the community that we're a part of. And just last week, we discussed giving ourselves and devoting ourselves to this work of sanctification, of becoming more like Jesus Christ. And this morning I'm giving a little bit longer recap of all of this because today happens to be our very last Sunday in this series. And I believe the Apostle Paul has another powerful word for us as we seek to recover Christian community. And I am very excited for this morning. I hope you are excited as well. And let's just jump right in. We're going to pray, read this passage, and then let's go to it together. So please join me in prayer. Lord, you have been faithful, you have been good throughout this entire sermon series. As we have named that we are a recovering Christian community, and as we have devoted ourselves to recovering Christian community. And God, as you have been faithful in the past weeks, we trust that you will be faithful now. And so God, would you indeed allow these words from the Apostle Paul to speak to us? By your Spirit's power, would we have eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts and minds to receive and take in? Would you guide the words that are said and guide all the words that are heard? And by the same Spirit's power, would we be empowered then to live according to their truth? We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen with me to these words from the book that we love. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Amen. Now, as you're looking at that scripture verse, you may or may not be saying to yourself, hey, wouldn't that verse make sense with last week's passage and last week's message? You know, as we talked about this idea of sanctification and of God doing this work of sanctification with us, and so God has called us and God is faithful and God's going to do this work of sanctification. Wouldn't this verse make sense with last week's message? And if you're thinking that this morning, you're absolutely right. That verse can absolutely go with last week's passage and last week's message, absolutely. And if that's the word you're hearing this morning from Scripture, that's a good word. Hang on to that word. But I also believe this morning that that word, that this passage, this verse, has a message all unto itself. A message that is going to be important for us and powerful for us to hear this morning as we seek to continue to recover Christian community. And I believe that that message that this one verse has for us today can be summarized in one word. And the word is trust. That God can be trusted. That you and I, we can trust God. And I recognize, I look at this verse and I can see that the word trust doesn't even show up in this verse at all. But I believe that these 12 words are practically begging us to trust. And I don't know about you, but the message to trust God is a message that I need to hear every single day of my life and twice on Sunday. I need to hear the message of trusting God in and out of every season, from dawn to dusk, from in joys and in sorrows, from moments of elation to moments of pain, in times of solitude, but also in times of community, and in every moment in between. I believe this final word here from the Apostle Paul for us, a recovering Christian community, is that God can be trusted. And I need to hear this word. Do you need to hear it this morning? You and I, we can trust God. God can be trusted. It says at the beginning of the verse here, for he is the one who calls you. You know, we in the church, we sometimes throw around those phrases of call, right? Especially when talking about a pastor. Right? Sometimes we say a pastor or a minister is called to ministry, or a pastor is called to a particular place or position. In fact, the official form, if our governing board was to offer employment to a pastor, the official form is titled a call form. And so we use this word call. We use the word call in other aspects as well, right? Right now here at Westview, we're in the midst of our elder and deacon nomination process. And about a month or so ago, you as a congregation filled out a nomination form and you prayed about who might have the gifts and the skills and the leadership to serve as an elder or a deacon and who might God be calling to serve in this role. Another way that we use call is this. The one who calls you, that God has called you, period. Think about this with me, that out of the 7.7 billion people in this world, God who created you, God who knows you, God who loves you, God wants you to know him, and he has called you to know that you are his beloved and treasured and cherished child. God has called you to know him. God has called you to be lavished with his love. God has called you to be enveloped by his grace. God has called you out of darkness of sin and into the light of life. God has called you to receive the forgiveness of sins that comes from his son's death on the cross. God has called you to receive the gift of eternal life that is made possible by Jesus' resurrection from the dead. I mean, how great is that? That God has called you and you and you and you and you and me. God has called us to be his. To be his child. To belong to him. God has called each of us to know the hope and the peace and the joy and the security and the identity and the rest that is found in him. God has called you. And then there's this. As we think about being a recovering Christian community, God has called us. I believe, and I hope and trust you believe this as well, that God has called you here. Not just this morning, and we say that sometimes, right? We say that it's not by coincidence, not by chance that you are here this morning, and I believe that. But I'm saying more than just this morning. God has called you to be a part of Westview Church. Now, I've heard the term before. Maybe you've heard this as well. You ever heard the phrase church shopping? Yeah, a little smirks because we know this phrase, right? Right? We know this phrase. We maybe have used this phrase before. We maybe have said it. We maybe even participated in church shopping, yes? Now, I'm not up here this morning to shake my finger at you. It's okay. I'm not going to do that, but I do want to say something about this morning because I get it. I get the term church shopping. We maybe, in looking for a church to worship at, to participate in, we maybe didn't think about it as deeply as what we're going to say this morning. Maybe it was the church that was just down the road. Maybe it was the church because it had some activities or because we liked the worship. Maybe we didn't think so deeply about it. But I want to communicate to us this morning that, yes, we do have a role in the process of finding a church. But God has called you here. God called you here. You maybe liked the ministry or appreciated the children's ministry, the youth ministry, or the praise team, whatever it might be. But God has called us here. God has called you here, me here. To be a part of this community. And I hope that just that tweak or that nuance of understanding what it means to become and to belong to a community then changes our understanding of what it means to engage and what it means to consider our purpose of being a part of a community. That God has called us here. You know, our daughter Hannah has this picture up in her room. I'm going to put it up on the screen here. And I love this picture because I love the reminder that it is for my daughter, Hannah. It says, how cool is it that the same God who created mountains, oceans, and galaxies looked at you and thought the world needed one of you too? Now, I'm for one, am so grateful that God looked at little Hannah Ray and said, the world needs one of you because she is a blessing to me. And she's a blessing to our family, and she's a blessing to this world. And the same is true for you, my friends. God looked at you and said, the world needs one of you. And more to our point this morning, the Lord looked at you and said, Westview Church needs one of you. The Lord said, the Westview Church needs one of you to be a part of this community, to join this group of gathered believers who are seeking to create space for all to find rest in Christ. The Lord said, we need you here, and the Lord has called you here. Now, maybe you're not able to get up here and play on the praise team, or maybe teaching Discovery Hour isn't going to be our jam, or maybe serving as an elder isn't up our alley, or maybe we don't have the energy to hang out with uber enthusiastic middle schoolers at midnight in a lock-in. Wow. Maybe that's not our thing, and we're saying to ourselves, "Well, then, what can I do, or what can I offer? How has God called us here? Why are we here? But we might not be able to do some of the things. But as we said just a couple of weeks ago, we had that sermon about all the different gifts that are needed, all the different things. God has a purpose for you here. God needed you here. He called you here. And no matter how old we are, or how young we are, no matter how long ago it was that God called you here, or how recent it has been, no matter how active or less active we have been, no matter how smooth or how rough our journey has been, God is delighted that you are here. God's called us here. And as we seek to recover Christian community, one of the greatest questions we can ask ourselves is this: for what purpose has God called me here? What am I to be about as a part of the ministry life of Westview Church? If that's a question that you've been thinking about and wrestling about, if that's a question that's on your heart right now, I would love to talk with you about that. Because of all the people and of all the churches in all the world, God said, "I need you here." It's not by chance, it's not by coincidence that you and I, we are here together in this moment at this time. God has a purpose for us. We can trust that God has called us. And God can be trusted because, as the passage says, He is faithful. Any one of us who has lived knows that there's going to be hard moments in life. Some of them crippling, some of them short and acute, some of them chronic and long term. Some of those hard moments have taken place over the last 20 months, some of them long, long ago. I mean, to live is to experience hard times at times. But also, the flip side of the coin is true as well. To live is also to experience joy and goodness. And I trust we've all had those moments in our life where we have experienced pure delight. You know, those times where our heart quickens and we have a little bit more of a bounce in our step, or we've got a smile on our face that we can't wipe away. Life is so good, and it is hard. And through every single one of those moments, God is faithful. His presence is always with us. His love always surrounds us. His grace always envelops us. Even when we do not realize it, even when we do not feel it, even when we don't know it, even when we don't care about it, God was there. God was always there. Every moment of every day, God was faithful. And God is faithful right now, friends. God is faithful right now in this very moment. He is faithful in the macro, majestic moments, and God is faithful in the micro, minute, minutiae, in all of it. God is faithful. Whatever you're facing right now, this moment, this day, this week, that report that's due, or that hard board meeting that's coming up, or the test that's happening tomorrow at school, or the conversation we've got to have that we know is going to be hard, or the uncertainty we've got going on in the future, or the relationship that's budding, or the relationship that is ending, or in the consistently exhausting role of parenting, or the new responsibilities we're taking on, or the transitions that are taking place, or in the color-coded calendar that looks like a kid's kaleidoscope. I mean, in those moments where we're going to fall over, or those moments where we're leaping with joy, in all of those moments, whatever we're facing right now, in all of them, God is faithful. He is there. He's right there with you, with me, every moment, every day. He promises us, "I will never leave you." He promises, "I will never forsake you." And despite for my life, and maybe you would testify to this as well, in my life, despite the overwhelming evidence of this, and despite the countless examples of God's faithfulness, this too is a lesson that I need to have pounded through this thick skull all the time. Because I can get caught up in the moments. I can get caught up in all the things before me. I can get caught up in the weight and the pressure that feels so heavy in the moment, and I can so quickly forget who created the moments. If you know my wife, you know she's a wise woman. Amen? No, thank you, thank you. She's a wise, wise woman. And I'll be honest with you right now that it was her wisdom around God's faithfulness that has helped me through the last couple of months in navigating transitions here at Westview. For those of you who may not know, I was on sabbatical here in May, June, and July. And let me just give you just a little honest sneak peek into my life here. Let me be honest with you for a moment. I did not expect that 3 days after returning from sabbatical to sit down and to find out that our associate pastor was likely taking a call to another church. Did not see that one coming. That was not on the bingo card of all the things to expect in reentry. And then to sit down about a month later and find out we'll have another transition taking place. But Heather's words of wisdom, her words of counsel were wise, her counsel was helpful, and it was filled with truth. And while I was caught off guard, while I was surprised, while this was not the reentry that I had imagined, Heather reminded me that God was not surprised in any of this. While I was caught off guard, she reminded me that God was not caught off guard. While I was confused by the timing of all this, she reminded me that God was not confused by the timing or what was taking place. Friends, just as God has been faithful to Westview Church for 28 years now of ministry, and just as God has been faithful through other staff transitions, God has been, God is, and God will be faithful now. We can trust God because he is faithful. And God can be trusted because, as the verse says, he will do it. Now, I'm not so sure that God sits up on his heavenly throne and his feet have Nikes on them, right? And he just does it. But that's what I hear when I see those words. He will do it. Just do it. And when I hear those words, those simple, powerful words at the end of this verse, there's just four words there. He will do it. When I hear those words, there's a peace and there's a calm that comes over my heart that I think only can come from God. Because when I hear those words, he will do it, how that interprets in my mind is this, that God will see us through. He will do it. And for a recovering Christian community, those are some important words for us to hear today, that our God has called us, our God is faithful, and our God will see us through. Because let me just ask us a question. Let's be honest this morning. Are we a perfect church? Yeah, there's only one answer to that question, and it's no. Right? We are not perfect, not at all. I will never claim that we are a perfect church. And honestly, if you're looking for perfection in a church, this probably is not the place for you, and good luck finding it somewhere else. We are not a perfect church. We're not perfect people. I am not a perfect pastor. You're not a perfect congregation. We're not in a perfect community. And oh, do we know that we do not live in a perfect world, do we? And are there going to be challenging times ahead? Are there going to be situations and circumstances that will be hard, that will be trying, that will be difficult? The answer is absolutely. But there's been no times in the past or present or in the future. There's no people, there's no organizations, even a congregation, even Christians. There's no one that is perfect. And the sooner we accept that there's nothing that is perfect, the better off we will be. But God is perfect. We are not, but God is perfect. And this perfect God has called us, Westview, has called each and every one of us to be a part of this amazing community called Westview Church. Are we perfect? No, but we are incredible in our imperfection. And this perfect God has been faithful and is faithful and will be faithful to you and to me and to us in the good and the bad and the joys and the sorrows. God is faithful, and he is faithful to this community as we seek to live in authenticity with one another. And this perfect God will see us through. God is with us. God walks with us. God leads us. God guides us. God has a plan for this place, for you and for me, and these people that he has called together. God has purposes for us that are greater than all we can ever ask or imagine. God has a purpose. He's called us to create space for self and community, to find rest in Christ. And God, by his faithfulness, will allow us to accomplish that purpose in us and through us. And you know what? We will do it again tomorrow morning. We'll do it again next week. We will be here, and we will continue to champion the message of hope and peace and rest found in Jesus Christ. We'll do it today. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it again next week. We'll do it again next month. We'll do it again next year. We'll do it a decade from now. As sure as the sun rises over the eastern horizon, as sure as the seasons change from one to another, God will do it. We can trust God because he indeed will see us through. So here we are, Westview. We're here at the end of this sermon series. And as we desire and devote ourselves to being a recovering Christian community that is recovering Christian community, I'm not sure there is a better spot for us to end than with this word of encouragement, that God can be trusted. Because if the last 20 months or so have shown us anything, it has shown us that although we want to create the illusion, we are so not in control. And despite our best efforts, the forces that are both physical and spiritual that seek to divide and cause division amongst us, even amongst Christians, those forces are incredibly powerful. And although we might talk a big game, it's so very easy for us, all of us, each one of us, to fall into the trappings of our own agendas and our own preferences, our own beliefs. We want to seek to take care of self. We want to seek to do what's right for self. And we push aside relationships and push aside community. And when all those factors are against us, and when it seems like the odds are not ever in our favor, and when we mourn and grieve the loss of what has been, and when we see the media wants to play into our predisposed preferences, and when social media continues to drive a wedge between us, and when a community like this, which ought to be a source of encouragement and strength and support, no longer feels like a safe place, and when it seems like all of that is happening, and when it all seems to be breaking down, you know what's left? Trust. When everything is breaking down, when everything seems to be coming to ashes, when everything seems to be falling away, what's left is trust. A God who can be trusted. And friends, today as we seek to proactively recover Christian community, even though we ourselves are a Christian community in recovery, that might be all that's left, but it might be all that we need. All that we need to start this journey of recovery, to trust a God who can be trusted. Our God who has called us, a God who is faithful, our God who will do it. You know, perhaps the end of our journey of is where our journey of recovering Christian community begins. And that is placing our trust in God and in God alone. Amen. Let's pray together. God, how comforting it is when the foundations shake all around us and the winds howl and the waves crash and everything seems to be up in upheaval. God, how comforting it is when the things that we've held on to tightest, when these even begin to unravel. How amazing it is that we can still trust in you, that you are always there, you're always faithful, you're steadfast and you're true, that you are the one who calls us to yourself. And God, we give you thanks that you are our God, and in all things we can trust you. God, throughout the season, we have desired to recover Christian community. And we pray that you would move mightily in this place, that through our shared faith in Jesus Christ, that the Spirit would unify us together, beyond just name only as brothers and sisters in Christ, but that the Spirit would unify us, unite us together in life and in ministry, in shared purposes and in mission, that we would come together to share the hope of Jesus Christ with all the world and proclaim the peace and the rest that is found in him, all this rest and peace that we all so desperately need. So God, we pray today as a Christian community that you have called together. We pray because of your faithfulness. We pray that you would see this good work through. Would you restore us? Would you unite us? Would you empower us? God, would you allow us to recover the beauty of living in relationships with each other? All so that we might shine a light to this world and be the change that we so desperately want to see around us. So that if we as a community can recover relationships through respect and peace, encouragement, joy, kindness, sharing of our gifts, praying for one another, whatever it might be, if we can recover this, God, may it be a light and a witness into our homes and into our neighborhoods and into our schools and into our businesses and into all the organizations that we're a part of and into our communities and into this world that so desperately needs restoration and care. Lord, may it start here in us. May this be a Christian community that is indeed recovering the beauty of living in Christian community with one another. Hear also our prayer this day, God, for the prayers and the joys that are upon our hearts, especially as we enter soon into a holiday season. We know that there are many things that the holiday season brings, from travel, family times, family dynamics, remembering joys and losses, and so much more. Hear also our prayer for this congregation and for all who worship you this day. May the witness of the church mirror that of Jesus, of love and grace, mercy, humility, justice, and truth, all together as one. And through it all, we pray that you would be glorified, God, the God in whom we place our trust. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Westview Church podcast. We hope that you are blessed as we studied scripture together today. We'd love to invite you to our worship service at Westview Church, which takes place at 9:30 on Sunday mornings. May God richly bless your day.